I'm Richard Dugan. Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to our interview with Joe White on 2020, A Year Without War. Very exciting project. There's something that's moving forward, and we hope we'll definitely move forward. Again, continue to ask that question. What if? What would it look like? We're with Beth McDonald. What would she look like? Well, go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. There's a photo of her actually in our studios here at AM 1290. We're talking about, of course, we just had a full moon last week. Here we are, the 11th, 1115. Doesn't mean a thing. And we're talking about, of course, moving forward. But we have some other aspects or attributes, if you will, in terms of, now I know you're going to call it one thing, Beth.
Right, right.
I'm going to call it a time of self-observation. Isn't that nice?
That's very nice. It has a lovely ring to it.
But...
and it's true. It's true.
And it's also called...
The Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
And this one's coming up. It's right around the corner. It starts on January 21st, runs through February 11th. It's primarily in the sign of Aquarius, and it's a lot... it's a big opportunity this time... to clear up old misunderstandings and things interpersonally in some ways. Aquarius is very much about group dynamics, group energy, the humanitarian connection, you know, the ways in which we absolutely have to function as a community to survive as an individual. You know, we have to figure out how to be part of a functioning community. And so there's a lot of opportunity here to mend fences and build bridges.
Well,
huge.
Well, I have to say I had a great experience with my parents and my brother and his wife coming up to Santa Barbara, and had one of the best times I have had in years, not only because we haven't seen them, but just period. With them, that it was just incredible. So, and there was no mending fences, but it was just wonderful. They just jump right in and just have fun with your family.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is one of the higher octaves, one of the better attributes of the Mercury retrograde, is it is an opportunity and it is encouraged to kind of pull back from the material world a little bit and reconnect with the people that you love and the people that are the most important to you, those souls that are so dear, and to reconnect, not just reassess, but also to reemphasize, hey, these are things about you that I really like and appreciate, and this is where I'm really grateful because you really helped me out when I was struggling, or, you know, to reaffirm the good in each other. We spend a lot of time being cranky and hypercritical, but, you know, we don't give each other the praise and the appreciation and the recognition that we deserve. And it's a really good time to do that.
Good time to call Beth McDonald, 963-0842, and we will talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.